from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and have with me this morning Lizzie, our great producer of the show. Good morning, Lizzie.
Good morning. So excited to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's great to be back. I'm getting back into the swing of things here. And you are handling all the phone calls. You can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Let me know if you're drinking a cup of tea or a coffee or what your morning beverage is and what you're doing and how your garden is growing, all those great things. We'd love to hear from them.
Definitely, 100%.
And you can text your gardening questions to 23680. And if you want to leave a perfect text, then just please remember to give us your name and your city, and that will help me get just the right location and give you the best advice possible. And we are going to just got back from a wonderful garden tour of England, and I'll be talking about that this hour. And then we also have our dirty word of the day. We can go into that.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is green sand. When I was in England, I was inundated with all of the organic, sustainable methods that they use to grow their vegetables and their plants and all of their fruit trees. And one of the main ingredients that I saw in their organic amendments was green sand. And so I was fascinated about that. You know, I've never seen it before. And what is it? So green sand is an organic slow-release fertilizer that contains mineral deposits from the ocean floor. The benefits of incorporating green sand into your soil is that it improves soil structure, stimulates root growth, and provides nutrition for your microbial system. And so this, you can find it in North America. They mine it in New Jersey, Delaware, Pennsylvania area, and then also in Great Britain, they mine it all over. And so it's very, very popular in Britain. Green sand is also known as glucomite, and it's mined from the ocean floor for use as a certified organic fertilizer and soil amendment. It has a bluish-green color and is made of marine potash, silica, iron oxide, magnesia, lime, phosphoric acid, and about 30 other trace minerals that are important to have a healthy microbial system. So it's been around for decades and is a popular tool that organic gardeners use to fertilize their soil. It's a good organic source of potash, which is very important for the overall plant health and disease resistance. So gardeners can find green sand useful when trying to improve hard clay soil, and it can also help the plant retain soil moisture in sandy soils. So you apply green sand directly to the soil. You don't have to add water to it or anything else. So for trees, the amount to apply is 1 to 2 pounds of green sand per trunk diameter, and you want to spread it over the root zone evenly. For plants, use 1 to 2 pounds depending on size, and you mix it in the top 6 inches of the soil, and then you can broadcast it. You can use between 50 and 100 pounds for every 1,000 square feet of soil. And then also for your potting mix, you can mix in 2 tablespoons per gallon of potting mix for container gardens and houseplants. Green sand can be used even on your most sensitive plants. It doesn't damage the soil or the plants, and it doesn't burn like many fertilizers can do. So that is green sand or glaucomite. And you can find it available online. And there are some products. Espoma has a green sand product. And I am going to be trying it and seeing how it does and what it affects, how it affects my garden soil as well. So green sand, it was new to me. And so it is my dirty word of the day. So you can look it up.
You can go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and you can catch Teresa Watkins and the podcast there, along with Enter to Win contest. Or you can go to the website, BetterLawnsAndGardens.com. Is that how it goes?
That's how it goes. That's all wonderful. Right. So visiting gardens, especially in other countries, is a must for landscape designers, and I thrive on it. I just returned from beautiful 2 weeks in London countryside. We visited Bath, Kent, Wiltshire, and Windsor. And coming up next, I'm going to be telling you about all the beautiful public and private gardens and our experiences during the trip. I got to see sheep. I love that. And then also, too, if you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 236-80. You can go onto our Facebook page and you can see the first batch of photographs from our garden tour. And you can also let me know if you want to go on a future garden tour. Let me know and I'll keep your name on our list. And when we have it, we'll let you know. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days of being made right now.
Your taste buds will be best buds with Dr. Pepper Float ice cream from Bluebell. The rich taste of creamy vanilla ice cream swirled together with the one-of-a-kind flavor of delicious Dr. Pepper. Treat yourself to a pint or half gallon today.
The good old days.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Tony and my daughter and myself, Teresa Jean, we went on a garden tour. We led a group of about 24 guest gardeners who love to geek out at gardens, and we definitely had a fantastic trip. So we arrived a few days earlier, and we went to Westminster Abbey, where we were able to see the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Galleries, which isn't open all the time. And we got to see the dresses that Queen Elizabeth I wore, and it was life-size statues of her, and just amazing. Just the history behind it was impressive. And so our first garden excursion was to nearby Hampton Court, which is on it's a magnificent palace on the River Thames, and it's built by Cardinal Wolsey, and King Henry thought he should give it to him. So Cardinal Wolsey decided to give it to him, and their gardens were just amazing. They have life-size topiaries, and these topiaries were actually organic vines that were woven into human life-size people, and they were working in the gardens. And so that was interesting and fun to see, something somebody could do very easily, especially if you have grapevines and muscadine grapevines around your house. You can take the dried vines and, you know, create a topiary itself. But the main gardening trend in England right now is creating natural wildflower meadows and grassy areas that are allowed to grow for the pollinators and wildlife. So they would have areas underneath the trees that were 2, 2.5, 3 feet tall of wildflowers and grasses, and I dare say weeds, and they let them grow up, and then they would mow a single pathway for people to walk through the meadows. And it was quite beautiful, and I'm really going to make it a goal this year to encourage cities and counties to do this more, not to mow by natural parkway areas, and just allow the grass and the wildflowers to grow.
I thought that they do that or no?
They do, but there's a lot of cities and counties that just, and even golf courses, have areas that they just mow constantly in the medians. And I would like to see them use grasses and wildflowers that are taller than the phlox, so that you have different areas. Now, the phlox, which they've planted, the DOT has planted, gets to be about, 6 to 8 inches tall, and they're beautiful. But I'm talking about really tall, tall grasses, and it looked incredible. So we also visited Windsor Castle, Sissinghurst, and Wisley, which is the flagship botanical gardens of the Royal Horticultural Society. We visited 3 private residential gardens where we were hosted by the owners, Anthony Cartwright Hignett, who had Iford Manor, which is the home of the Pito Garden. And this is a unique grade 1 Italianate garden. It looks just like it was in Italy. And it was designed by Harold A. Pito. And he lived at the manor from 1899 to 1933. And we climbed stairs and terraces and gardens, saw all kinds of Italian sculptures, including the Remus and Romulus, twins of Rome, and the wolf that fed, that was their mother, and, you know, nursed them. And then we also went to Ridley's Cheer. And this is a private estate that has been in development for over 50 years, just a private homeowner. And you would not believe how magnificent these tall trees and flowers were. Then Orchard Cottage, which is a smaller than the other two, but still extremely exciting. All kinds of flowers blooming in spring. Just a lovely botanical chaos in the garden with arbors and all kinds of wrought iron cloches and even wrought iron crowns that our garden were vintage garden antiques that were just wonderful. And so all the shrubs were blooming incredible. The deutzia, the azaleas, the rhododendrons, the colors were magnificent. And hydrangeas, they were all in full bloom, snowbush. And the paths in the meadows, each one of these had meadows where the pathway was mowed into the mounds so that people could walk through. So my favorite highlight was having an elegant afternoon tea at King Charles III's private residence at Highgrove House. And we had tea sandwiches, scones, clotted cream, cakes, and little meat puff pastry bites. And it was just remarkable with lots of teapots and lots of tea.
Wait, tea sandwiches? What is that?
Tea sandwiches. It could be either egg salad.
Like finger sandwiches.
You know how you cut the crust off and you have these little triangles?
It's just fancy because they call it tea sandwiches.
Yes, okay. It is. And so you could do it. You could do PBJs.
There you go.
You know, if you wanted to. And so because it was their own private residence, King Charles mandates that there are no photography allowed in the gardens.
That's understandable.
And I think so too. Everybody needs their private space. But he actually himself digs in the garden, plants plants, prunes back. He actually works in his own garden. Now, I don't know how much time he will have to do it now, but he has been living there for about 20 years, 25 years, and or even longer than that because Princess Diana was before then. So he was living before then. So for 2 to 3 decades, he's been living there. And but we could not take cameras into these gardens. And I will tell you, Lizzie, it was like recovering alcoholic going on a pub crawl and saying, okay, you've got to go through this and just look.
And you're not allowed to drink. You're allowed to smell it, but you're not allowed to drink it.
Exactly. And so we were all just dying because we couldn't take photographs.
And you're a photographer anyway, so that I can see where that was hard.
It was terrible. But the plants and the shrubs were so beautiful. Azaleas and rhododendrons that were pink and lavender, oranges, red and white. And the fragrance of the lilacs and the deutzias, the trees, the espaliered apple trees that were everywhere. They were just gorgeous.
Now, I saw something that kind of almost looked like a weeping willow, but it had purple blooms hanging off of them in one of your photos. So
I have to look at it and see.
It's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook. I'll have
the Better Lawns and Gardens.
I will have to look at and see what it. Oh, those were rhododendrons.
Okay.
Rhododendrons, yes, they were gorgeous.
They are.
That color purple you just don't see here.
No, definitely.
And King Charles maintains these gardens himself. He even has his own private sanctuary that nobody is allowed to go into except him. He's got the only key, and he goes in privately and works in his garden, but he also sits there, meditates, and just gets away by himself. And Tony was fascinated that even King Charles has his own man cave. And so that was really funny. He has a chair in a sanctuary where right above it is a photo of his father. And as we know, if you're kind of an Anglophile, that King Philip and Charles were not that close. And so now that he has that above his chair, it's really kind of just very sweet. And so we also saw the rustic treehouse where Prince William and Prince Harry climbed as children and played in with their swords and also, you know, with all the twigs and the branches. It was just beautiful. And then a lovely vegetable garden with a koi pond. And so that was beautiful. And they had woven.
This is, if you guys wanted to see what she's been seeing, go to Better Lawns and Gardens on Facebook.
Exactly. And so they even had in the koi ponds and all the water features, little woven baskets that frogs and amphibians that get stuck in the water can climb out of.
Oh.
And I thought that was just so cute. And so it was exciting at the end, though, when we were told that we were all getting ready to get on the bus, but very nonchalantly, very slow. Then we were told we had to hurry up because King Charles had notified the house that he was arriving. So we had to scurry to get on the bus. And if you know anything about English roads, for one single car to drive down the road, never mind a huge bus, it's very difficult. So as we were leaving, this entourage of cars came up with their lights on and their windows blacked out. These were black cars. And so he had arrived. And so we had to back the bus up about 500 yards so that the entourage could pass us safely by. We didn't have to curtsy, though. We didn't curtsy when his cars passed, but it was kind of thrilling, that kind of 6 degrees. We almost saw King Charles.
Who does he think he is making people get off of his road?
And so then we also visited the Roman baths, which was fascinating. Living with Disney right down the road, Tony and I were both fascinated that entire roads, you can see the Roman roads from 2,000 years ago. And you can just walk right across them and see them. And that was very interesting. And so I'm going to be posting more of my photographs. I'm not going to post all 3,000, you'll be happy to know. But I'm going to post the rest of the garden photos. We just had a wonderful time. So thank you, Lizzie and Tom, for covering for me while I was gone.
Oh, no. Thank you for bringing back some really cool dish towels and a book and everything. Oh, I appreciate that.
It's just wonderful. Well, thank you so much. And so you can go and check them out on Facebook. And let me know if you've been to England before, if you've been to Highgrove, if you've had an afternoon tea, or that you have been there in the springtime and seen the beautiful flowers and shrubs. It was just an amazing trip that we are going to just have great memories for a long time. And so we also got to go to, so I can get through this, the Orchard Cottage Gardens with Jane and Ray Collins. They were private designers. And then we had a full day at the Chelsea Flower Show, which was incredible. All the different art. And I will tell you, art needs to be in your garden. You need to have surprises. You need to have little vintage accoutrements and little signage that just displays your personality. So art was a big feature of the show.
And that's something that people don't really think of. They just think of planting, making everything look pretty, but they don't think including art. So that's a good suggestion.
It is a great idea. They had one of the gardens that were designed to look like trees falling over and leaving the trees for the wildlife. And you can see all the roots and everything. Coming from Florida and hurricanes, I wasn't too impressed with that one. But we see that all the time. And we don't design the garden to look that way. But the meadows, if you have a large area, think about planting a meadow garden and using wildflowers and different types of grasses and creating an area where wildlife is attracted to. And so we're going to be back with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, this is Better Lawns and Gardens and Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289. Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you know someone who loves to garden or has a question, please let them know about our show, Better Lawns and Gardens. Tell them to call in with their gardening questions so I can help them too. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967. You can text at 23680. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
My question is, me and my one son, we planted some seeds probably about 3 weeks ago of vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And neither one of ours came up. And is it too late to plant like tomato seeds, vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, that kind of stuff?
Well, they should have come up. So I'm just wondering, how deep did you plant them?
Well, I planted them, the seeds. I put them in the starting kits.
Yeah.
And I put them maybe like a quarter inch deep, and I used garden soil, put them in garden soil.
Uh-huh. So not seed starting soil, but actual garden soil.
Yeah, right.
Okay, it might have been a little too heavy for them. And so, but tomatoes, you know, these were just regular tomatoes. They weren't cherry tomatoes.
They were, I'm trying to think, they were three different kinds. More like medium-sized tomatoes.
Okay. Well, they still might come up. They still may come up, but it's not really, because the plant should have germinated. It's just that you're not going to get tomato fruit from them. So you want to start in August planting seeds for your tomatoes. And I would use a seed starting mix so that it's not too heavy and the plants can grow through it. So I don't.
They had something.
Yeah, they do. Seed starting mix. And it's very lightweight. Yeah, sure. You can get it at any nursery, any garden center, box store. They have seed starting mix.
Ah, so what? Now is it too late to plant them now?
Yes, a little bit, unless you have cherry tomatoes. Cherry tomatoes will take the heat, but regular tomatoes, we plant tomatoes two times a year, once in the springtime, which is, you know, end of February, first part of March, and then again in August and September.
Okay, but the cherry tomatoes, I'll get some cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes will grow, will produce fruit all year round.
Oh, good to know.
Okay.
Yes, if you have time.
Yes, go ahead.
I some cuttings from a white plumeria, and I put them in that seed powder, and then I put garden soil and put them in the ground.
Okay.
I just did that 2 days ago. So.
Well, you think good for you. That rooting hormone will help them. It helps prevent the plant from getting disease issues, and it'll stimulate some root growth. And you should start seeing it, it should take about 4 months for it to root really well.
Uh-huh. Should I cut off the leaves that have been on there?
No, leave
the leaves on.
Leave the leaves on. That's going to help it grow. It'll stimulate it, but it'll also be able to go through photosynthesis and create more leaves. No, just leave it alone. And did you cut the base of it off, or did you just is?
No, I cut part of the branch off.
Okay, it should do just fine. Just stick them in the ground. They root very easily.
Great. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening, Roy. It's good to talk to you.
Hey, thank you. Say likewise.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Bobby in Melbourne Beach. Good morning, Bobby. How can I help?
Hey, good morning. I'm drinking just a regular plain black tea.
There you go.
I do have a sago question.
Okay.
But I also want to – I'm really glad that y'all enjoyed your trip. It sounds fantastic. I do have one suggestion for you.
Yes.
Can you break the trip up in like a 4 week period and talk about the different parts of it each week?
Yeah, I can.
Maybe post the pictures that way. Do like a, you know, stretch it out another month or so.
I would love to, you know, my time schedule wise, that'll work better for me trying to, you know, cram it in all in one weekend. But I am going to be posting more next week, and I'll talk about some of the other gardens too as well. And some of the other new phrases that I've learned from the gardening. And so I will definitely do that.
Yeah, they do things a little bit different over there. You know, not bad.
They
sometimes
do.
Better.
The driving will turn your hair gray.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. I did a summer study at Oxford.
Oh, so, wow. What did you study?
International marketing.
Wow. That must have been a fun trip.
International marketing was, yeah. Yeah, so it was neat. It was also the class difference. How they do the education management,
mm-hmm.
very different. It was interesting. And, yeah, but and with the meadow thing, see, I have a friend I follow that's outside of London.
Right.
And he's, like, he works at a nursery now, and he's, like, he's always sharing, like, on his Snapchat all these stories and his Instagram, and, like, it's all, like, gardening stuff and flowers and native English wildlife and –
Oh, that sounds great. You should send that to me.
I noticed the meadow thing, like, yeah, okay, yeah. And I noticed the meadow thing, like you said, like, because he's, you know, wandering through them, and he's just this trail, and they're just redoing all the meadows, and it's really nice. And I got my parents, they still live down in Valkyria, have a little bit more property. You know, really, let's be honest, unless you're really into it, do you really want to manage a bunch of property. So I got them to stop mowing the back of the property. You know, years ago, I got my dad, just wait until the summer to mow the back. Then now the back fills with all the different flowers.
Oh, that's a great idea.
You know, you get the yellow up high, the white down low, you know. So just let the back go. Who cares? You know, mow it once it starts to rain, you know.
Yeah.
And our town does that because, well, they're small. Or the town I came from down there, Buck area, it's small. So don't have the money. So he says, what do we need to worry about? What do we not need to worry about? Do we need to mow all these roads all the time? So now along the one main road, what's that? I'm going to get the name wrong. Not the one of the smoky grasses, like the pink smoky.
Oh, the muley grass.
Not the muley grass. The other one, the smaller one. Indian paintbrush or something.
Indian paintbrush. Oh, that is beautiful. Yeah.
And it gets around the one big bend around the airport. And it is so nice. You get this just like half a mile swath of that pink haze over the ground.
Wow. Well, Bobby, I would love to see pictures. Send me your friend's name on Instagram, and I would love to follow him. So I'll see what he's got. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes.
Bye-bye. And so we are going to be break. You still have time for your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. And Carol in Altamont Springs, she wants to know what the best color of pentas is to attract pollinators. And Carol, when I come back, I'm going to let you know. And then we also have a question from Scott Norman Beach. I'll be able to help him with his Asian cycad scale. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Planting a sustainable vegetable garden helps to protect the environment, and there's nothing like knowing where your vegetables came from. Black Cow is a natural fertilizer with 10 times more nutrients than garden soil. Everything grows better with Black Cow, you know. That's BlackCowKOW.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Worried about losing your Medicaid benefits once the public health emergency ends? Don't panic. Affordable options are available through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace. You don't have to try to figure this out on your own. There are certified health insurance navigators available to help you and your family find the right coverage. There's no obligation and it's free. Visit coveringflorida.org and secure your health coverage today. That's coveringflorida.org or call 877-813-9115.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Hey shoppers, this is your local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season and available in the produce section right now. Whoa! Hey, careful now. There's plenty of juicy watermelon and other tasty Florida-grown produce for everyone. I mean, All you have to do is ask for Fresh from Florida or look for the Sunny Fresh from Florida logo while you shop. We're gonna need a lot more help at checkout.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Logs and Gardens. Still have time for your phone call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. Carol from Altamont Springs, she said, what is the best color of pentas for pollinators? And here's the interesting thing about pollinators, Carol, is that pentas are wonderful a plant for attracting pollinators, but it depends on the pollinator as to what they're attracted most to. So when you are looking at pentas, the purple is most important to bees. They see that ultraviolet light, and so their favorite colors are purple, blue, and violet. But for butterflies, they like the red colors, the warm colors, oranges, reds, yellows, and they need to see the bright, warm colors. And then in some of the pollinators, it depends on the shape of the actual flower. So, for tubular plants, then butterflies will work because they have that long proboscis, and they need tubular plants so that they can, get the nourishment they need. So it just depends on the type of plant. I know the red is good for butterflies, but then if you're looking for bees, purple, blue, and violet are the best colors. So you can just have a multitude of different colors, and you'll get a lot of different pollinators. For Scott Norman Beach, he said, what is the best way to get rid of Asian cycad scale? And the best way is a product from one of our sponsors, Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, and their website, plus in the stores, it is called Year Round Oil Spray. So Summit Year Round Oil Spray is the best way to get rid of the Asian cycad scale. So that's a great question. Also, you want to make sure that you're keeping your plant, your sago, fertilized and that you're not overwatering. So less stress is better for all plants so that they don't undergo stress and then they become more susceptible to all different kinds of diseases and insects. And so right now, what should you be doing in your landscape? Let's see here. This is the time of the year to go ahead and I'm going right here, get my list out here. This is the best time of the year to be pruning your azaleas, your camellias, and your hydrangeas, okay, so that they will have full blooms in the spring next year. After the month of June, they start to put on new flowers, and you don't want to be cutting it then. So if you do have a camellia or an azalea that is out of shape, needs to be cut back, it's getting too tall, this is a time to cut them. Also, too, the timing for fertilizer is over because of our fertilizer summer ban. And that's in most counties in Florida. So if you have not fertilized yet, you're kind of got to wait through the summertime and do it at the end of September, first part of October. So check with your county. If you haven't fertilized and you do not have a summer ban, then go ahead and get that done now. So if your lawns start to turn green, though, because you think of All the excessive rain is going to go chlorotic and turn yellow. What can you do besides fertilizing? Well, you can use an iron-only product, and you can use that year-round, and that will green it up without telling it to grow, which is the hard part about nitrogen. Nitrogen can be a pollutant in our water supply during the summertime with all the runoff. And so but you can put down iron, and that will green it up without telling it to grow. And you can save our water quality by doing that. The other thing to do is never fertilize or put a product out before a rainstorm. Okay, we grew up with that. You know, okay, it's going to rain this afternoon.
Right.
Better get that fertilizer down.
Yeah, especially for the yard. So you're trying to take care of some pests, fleas or whatnot. And you put your granules or whatever out and then, nope, you get a nice hearty washout and it's gone.
It's gone. In the first 15 minutes, it can be just washed away and it goes into our water supply. It goes into the, you know, the sewers, the drains. And that's, you know, again, it's not feasible. It's not, you know, economical. And it's a waste of your labor and product. So there's no reason to do that. Also, too, if you're putting down a new lawn, though, how much should you water? Okay. And a new lawn, you should water once a day for the first week, water every 2 days the second week, and then every 3 days the third week. And by the end of the month or by the end of 30 days, your lawn is established and you can go to just the twice a week watering if we don't have rainfall. But during the summer, we can get 3 to 7 inches of rain a month. And that's more than enough to irrigate or to water our lawns with. It just is not when, well, how should I say this? When you water more often, you create a short root system. It doesn't need to go down very deep. The roots can stay right where they are at the surface. And then when you don't water, the symptoms are that you've got to add more water to it. And it's because the roots are so short. But if you water less often, Mother Nature herself is going to push those roots down deeper. And 1 inch of rain will go down 12 inches. So when we think about how much we water, and we're putting down this little bit every, you know, few days or every day, don't be doing that. Okay, that's just the worst thing you could do for your plants. Water longer and less often. Okay, and so you want to calibrate your system to see how much water you need to put down. Well, you can get tuna fish, dog food, or cat food cans. Mark 1 inch in the can. And then you put the cans out into your zone, one zone. Turn on your irrigation system and see how long it takes for that can to fill up to 1 inch. Now, here's what you're going to find. You're going to find some cans have 2 to 3 inches in them. Some cans have nothing. And then some cans have maybe a half inch or an inch of water in them. That just means you have an inefficient irrigation system. You want all of them calibrated so that they all deliver the same amount of water in that zone. Okay, so 1 inch of water a week is all your landscape needs. 1 inch of water a week. Now, when I talk about your landscape, I'm talking about an established landscape. If you have new plants, you may need to water more often. So going back to our text messages, and my voice is going out. See, I've been struggling with it all week. And so our potted Rafus palm tips are brown. What can be done? Well, they're brown for one of two reasons. One, it's not getting enough water, or two, it's been over-fertilized. Okay, so you need to figure out which one you did. If you fertilized recently and the soil was dry, you could have over-fertilized or the plant wasn't hydrated enough to take up the fertilizer and not be damaged. Okay, so that's one of two things. It's either a burn or it's not enough water. Okay, and so always whenever you're going to apply fertilizer, make sure your plant is hydrated a couple of days ahead of time so it can handle that stress of applying fertilizer to it. Fertilizer at its base is salt. And when something is not watered enough or if it's really dry, that salt water is really going to do a number on them. So always make sure your plants are hydrated before you fertilize and follow the label. More is not better. And so in this one, in Orlando, I pruned my tall fire spikes. Can I replant those 2-foot-long trim parts to make new plants? Yes, you can. That's a great suggestion. So go ahead and do that. You can replant it. Is there a specific variety of periwinkles to be used in hanging baskets? No, you could just use the regular Madagascar periwinkles, or you can use Calibrachoas, okay? And these look like little petunias, but they can handle the heat of the summertime, and they make great hanging baskets. So I wanted to thank Dana Venrick for coming on this morning and talking to us about the foliar spray for foliage for citrus, and that is called, here we go, so it is called Citra Thrive Plus. Okay, so that's for Jerry in Citrus County. Look up Citra Thrive Plus, and that is Quality Green Specialist foliar spray that is wonderful for making sure that your citrus trees stay healthy. And so that'll be great. Lizzie, thank you so much. I appreciate you producing the show. Great calls, everyone. Thank you so much.
Yes, we have the best listeners. Make sure you go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, because we're giving away tickets to Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Just go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, click on the link there, and then enter to win.
Thank you so much, Lizzie. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and Summit Responsible Solutions Mosquito Bits and Dunks, maker of organic year-round oil spray. That's what you need for your Asian cycad scale and all of your scale diseases. Okay.
And with the rain that we're having, you really need to think about getting some of those mosquito dunks and putting them around in the different areas in your yard and watering cans.
It's so important. You can put it down in your bird baths. It's not going to hurt your pets, your birds, the wildlife. It only affects mosquito larvae. If you have areas where you have water sitting for a long period of time, those flat roofs where you have water from the rain, go ahead and make sure that you're using mosquito bits and dunks. And that will stop the mosquitoes. And that's really important because, you know, we all don't need to be annoyed. Their mosquitoes are really bad. They annoy me. I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This Father's Day, find the perfect gift for the dad who loves the perfect yard. From steel chainsaws and blowers to trimmers and edgers, you'll find gas-powered tools that dad is sure to love. Visit your local steel dealer and save $30 on the FS56 RCE trimmer. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid for a limited time at participating dealers while supplies last.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.